Wesenlust. To have Wesenlust is suffering. Wesenlust is the feeling of longing for someone you have never met. Perhaps who you never can meet. It is the melancholic sigh that escapes the historian's lips as he puts away his tales of Ajax, Alexander or Augustus. It is the endless weeping of the mother, for her stillborn child, her precious infant stolen from her before its first breath. It is the stoic groan of the boy who will never meet his father, lost to a war he cannot even remember. It is the pain laughter of a noble demon crawling her way back to a god that had forsaken her in favor of a paradise beyond existence. It is the click of keys, as good friends who've never seen each other's faces spill their soul across the timeless void of cyberspace. It is the anguished cry of the enlightened, who look back at the greatest hero in millennia, and see him despised as a villain. Wesenlust is suffering. But it is also hope. Miracles have happened before, and we can make them happen again. One day true friends will share a smile not written as a colon and parentheses, and stand proud in a land that does not despise all that they are, and finally be free to live in peace. But until that time, Wesenlust. It is the anguished cry of the enlightened, who look back at the greatest hero in millennia, and see him despised as a villain. Wesenlust. It is the click of keys. As good friends who've never seen each other's faces spill their soul across the timeless void of cyberspace. Wesenlust is suffering. But it is also hope. Miracles have happened before. And we can make them happen again. One day true friends will share a smile not written as a colon and parentheses, and stand proud in a land that does not despise all that they are, and finally be free to live in peace. But until that time, Wesenlust.